It's only used in maybe 5% of cases, and only 25% of those are successful. But it's used enough to where 50,000 people are hospitalized under the insanity defense. And most of my patients really are insane when they did the crime. But there are people who are pretty smart. They're facing a third strike, and they're facing some real trouble, or they were high on drugs, and they think, I don't want to go to jail the rest of my life. And they sort of fake being mentally ill, feigning symptoms. But that's a big issue, because these wheeler-dealer guys get in the hospital, these sociopath sort of people, and they're really disruptive to the hospital. They run prostitution rings, they run gambling rings, they run extortion rings. They say, you know, if your family doesn't pay my family $1,000, we'll beat the crap out of your brother. We're all the time dealing with stuff like that, because we have these sociopaths who simply manipulated their way in. And it would really be nice if we could get those people out the door, but it's difficult. We tell San Quentin we'd like to transfer somebody, they just say, no thanks.